Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for COP defense properties. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into COP defense properties, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but has some intriguing aspects worth exploring. Let's break down what makes this company tick, analyze its recent performance, and run through a detailed SWOT to see if it's a potential fit for your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, COP Defense Properties operates in the real estate sector, specifically as a real estate investment trust, or REIT, focusing on properties tied to the defense industry. Think office spaces and data centers leased to government contractors and defense-related businesses. They're positioned in a niche but critical market with a portfolio that's heavily tied to national security and government spending. With a solid market cap and a presence in the U.S., they've carved out a unique space in the real estate world. Now, let's talk about what's been happening lately with COP Defense Properties. Based on recent news and updates, there's a clear focus on strategic portfolio management, with the company making moves to optimize their assets and align with high-demand areas in the defense sector. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some mixed results over various timeframes. Over the past year, they've had a decent run compared to shorter-term dips, which suggests some volatility, but also resilience in a tough market. And when we peek at their latest earnings call from Q2 2025, there's optimism around increased defense spending driving future growth, though they've flagged a few challenges in balancing their portfolio. So with that backdrop, let's get into the meat of our analysis and see where COP Defense Properties stands. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. One of COP's biggest strengths is their niche focus on defense-related real estate. With properties tied to government and defense contractors, they've got a steady demand driver that's less exposed to typical commercial real estate cycles. As long as defense budgets keep climbing, and let's be real, they often do, this company has a reliable tenant base. Financially, their gross profit margin looks solid, showing they're efficient at turning revenue into profit before operating expenses kick in. This kind of margin gives them some breathing room to reinvest or weather downturns. Another plus is their free cash flow yield. It's at a healthy level, which means they're generating cash after covering capital expenditures. For long-term investors like us, that's a green flag. It signals potential for dividend sustainability or reinvestment into growth. From the latest earnings call, management seems laser-focused on capitalizing on increased defense spending. They're positioning their portfolio to capture this tailwind, which could mean steady revenue growth if they execute well. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are some cracks to watch. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side. Carrying a hefty debt load in a rising interest rate environment can squeeze margins and limit flexibility. If rates stay elevated, this could be a drag on their financial health. Looking at their net profit margin, it's not as impressive as the gross margin. This tells me there are operational or interest costs eating into their bottom line. For a REIT, where dividends are a big draw, this could limit payout growth if not addressed. Their short-term performance metrics, especially over the past month and 3 months, show some underperformance compared to the broader industry. This volatility might not scare off long-term holders, but it's a reminder that the stock can be shaky in the near term. Lastly, the earnings call mentioned challenges in portfolio management. While they're optimistic, there's an acknowledgement of hurdles in optimizing their assets, which could mean slower growth or higher costs in the interim. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel COP Defense Properties forward. The biggest opportunity here is the trend of rising defense budgets. With geopolitical tensions simmering globally, governments are unlikely to cut back on defense spending anytime soon. For a company like COP, this could translate into higher occupancy rates and lease renewals at better terms. Their focus on data centers within the defense niche is another exciting area. As cybersecurity and data needs grow for government and contractors, COP could see increased demand for these specialized properties. If they double down on this segment, it could be a significant growth driver. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio is within a reasonable range based on analyst estimates, suggesting the stock isn't overpriced relative to future earnings. For long-term investors, this could be a sweet spot to build a position if other fundamentals align. Geographically, if they expand or optimize their presence in key defense hubs, there's potential to capture more market share. Their revenue by region shows a concentrated footprint, so strategic expansion could open new revenue streams. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks to keep an eye on. First, that high debt level I mentioned earlier makes them vulnerable to interest rate hikes. If borrowing costs climb further, it could strain their cash flow and limit their ability to fund growth or maintain dividends. The real estate sector as a whole is facing headwinds. Think remote work trends and economic uncertainty. Even though COP's defense focus offers some insulation, a broader downturn in commercial real estate could still spill over and impact tenant demand or lease pricing. Industry performance data shows that while the sector has had its ups and downs, there's stiff competition. If competitors pivot into the defense niche or offer better terms to tenants, COP could lose some of its edge. Finally, any unexpected cuts or reallocations in government defense budgets, though unlikely in the near term, could hit their core business hard. It's a low probability risk, but as long-term investors, we have to consider even the black swan events. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. COP Defense Properties is a fascinating play for those of us with a long-term horizon. Their niche in defense real estate offers a unique angle, and the tailwinds from increased government spending could be a powerful catalyst. That said, the debt burden and operational challenges are real hurdles that could cap upside if not managed carefully. For me, this stock sits in a watch closely category. There's potential, especially if they capitalize on data center demand and keep their financial house in order, but the risks mean it's not a slam dunk. As a long-term investor, I'd weigh their ability to deleverage and grow free cash flow over the next few quarters. Keep an eye on those earnings calls for updates on their portfolio strategy and any hints of expansion. If you're intrigued by COP Defense Properties or just want to stay on top of market movers, make sure to stick with MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on COPT in the comments. I'd love to hear if you're bullish or bearish on this one. Until next time, keep building that wealth.